Jamie, we talk a lot here at Runnymede about the idea of human rights, but that's actually very selfish of us. We separate ourselves from the idea that we are part of nature and we are reliant on nature surviving. It's fundamental. So even before we think about human rights, perhaps we should be thinking about rights for nature.
Should plants and what we sometimes like to kind of refer to as nature, should it have rights? And I definitely think that there should be a lot more robust protections out there for places like this and for nature in general. There's an international push to properly legally define what ecocide is. So that's where potentially you've had human interactions that have completely stripped out ecology within certain areas, and there should be a recognition that that's not okay. Does life on this planet have the right to exist if we aren't even around? You know, we're anthropocentric in our view. We think everything is orientated around us as a species, and that is provenly not the case. A lot of what we find here today in terms of plants and insects have taken millions and millions, if not billions of years to evolve. The dragonfly is one example. That's a really ancient invertebrate. If you go far back enough in evolutionary time, they used to be a meter long and they're carnivorous. And now we find that they're these much smaller kind of insects. But the other thing to consider is, you know, the human race as a species, it won't be here forever. Really, really successful species are usually around for maybe a million or so years. This planet's going to be hopefully chuntering along for much longer than that. And we need to make sure that life on the planet can exist once we're not here anymore.